This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أوكي شيخ تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
إن شاء الله. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. My dear brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode, Duas to Power Your Day. And today I have chosen duas for sujood shukr. We as believers ought to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day, every moment for the blessings that He has bestowed on us. We cannot exhaust counting the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But there are times that we have special moments of joy, happiness. Suddenly you recover from a serious illness, like you were infected, you with disease COVID, and then you recover. Or your daughter gave birth to a child at easy delivery. Or your son passed an exam, or you got a job that you were looking for, or your marriage proposal is accepted. All of these great moments, anything like that, great moments of joy and happiness, we ought to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to thank even more. And the ultimate expression of thankfulness is to use the blessings to come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to express this gratitude through prostration. It is said about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that whenever he got a great news, he would fall on his face, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expressing thanks and gratitude to him. And this was also followed by companions. You know, Ka'b ibn Malik, when he got the news that Allah has accepted his repentance, after going through the long tests and trial, when he received that news, he fell down on his face and prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we hear about Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, when he heard the news of Musaylim al-Kadhab is slain and he's defeated, he prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same way Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he recognized that one of the, you know, person, you know, he was suspecting of his faith, he was killed among the Khawarij, Ali ibn Abi Talib prostrated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expressing his thanks for that news. And of course, there are other occasions. So let us make use of this. We have every day or sometime great news, and every day we ought to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his blessings. But when we have a momentous occasions of joy and happiness, we need to condition ourselves to prostrate, giving thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called sajad al-shukr or sujood al-shukr. And the question arises, do we need to make wudu for that? This is issue contentious among scholars. You don't need to have wudu, but if you have wudu, that's best. And you should face the Qibla. Of course, this is another good practice. And then, of course, what do we read? We can choose to read these, all of these du'as, or simply the first one. These are du'as we read, you know, normally in sujood. We can use them, inshallah. Subhana rabbiyal a'la, three times. Subhana rabbiyal a'la. Subhana rabbiyal a'la. Subbuhun quddusun rabbuna, rabbul malaikati wal ruh. Subbuhun quddusun rabbul malaikati wal ruh. Subbuhun quddusun rabbul malaikati wal ruh. Subhanaka Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdik. Allahumma ghafirli. Subhanaka Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdik. Allahumma ghafirli. Subhanaka Allahumma rabbana wa bihamdik. Allahumma ghafirli. In the translation, glory be to my Lord the High. Glorify the All-Holy, the Lord of the angels and the spirit. Glory be to you, Allah, our Lord, and all praises be to you. O Allah, forgive me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to always cherish gratitude and express our thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying hamd, praising him, and also on great occasions, prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the manner of the beloved messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.